You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
We're back for Raptors Baseball, and if you can hear Joe, the PA announcer here in Wisconsin Rapids, it is the return of Jorge Degotti back home to Witter Field. And you can hear the strong ovation for the Raptor third baseman after playing 39 games with the team a season ago. He joined the team last night in Madison, making his season debut at the Duck Pond. But he's back here at Witter Field, where he was fantastic for the team a season ago. Andy Ockham, your voice. The Raptors back here for the bottom of the second inning. We got a nothing-nothing ball game between the Ducks and the Rats here on this Firework Friday. First pitch from Coley Kilpatrick to Jorge Degotti. This is up and out for ball one on a breaking ball. Last night, Degotti had a base knock out of the five spot. That came with two down in the sixth inning, back up the middle against the Mallard bullpen. Swinging away on the 1-0, taps this one on the ground to the right side. The first baseman, Guerin, will glove and take it to the bag himself. Three unassisted to end the first, or I should say record the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. It'll be Kyler McIntosh moving down from the two spot to the five hole in the order for Wisconsin Rapids this evening. McIntosh last night reached base three different times, including his first hit as a Raptor in game three with the club. A huge two-run single with two down in the seventh inning to center field. First pitch from the right-hander, Kilpatrick misses low for ball one. Other than his base knock, McIntosh reached on the first inning last night on an error made by the third baseman, Monroe. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed on that high heater. Climbing the ladder there is McIntosh, but it evens the count at 1-1. Kyler also drew a six-pitch walk in his second plate appearance in the third inning. A couple of strikeouts for the Alabama State product in between as well. The 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball in the inside corner. It's there for a called strike to make it 1-2. Another right-handed hitter on deck for the Raptors. That's the left fielder Jake Beauchesne. Grayson Schaefer, the first baseman to follow. Kilpatrick, his 1-2 with one out and nobody on. Tapped on the ground softly to the left side, charging in to the third baseman, Monroe. He gathers and throws across the diamond just in time to retire McIntosh. Two up, two down for the Mallards here in the bottom of the second. It'll bring up Jake Beauchesne with two down and nobody on. Beauchesne hit seventh last night at Warner Park and played left field. Had a base hit in his first at-bat in the second inning, went hitless since. It'll be up to the Saddleback College product and San Clemente, California native to keep the inning moving for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch from Kilpatrick to Beauchesne. Swung on, hit on the ground, left side. Loved by the third baseman in the hole, Monroe. He'll throw to first in time. Back-to-back 5-3 putouts ends the second inning. Six up, six down for Coley Kilpatrick. Here at Witter Field this evening, we're through two. Nothing-nothing the score. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're Born and raised in Wisconsin.
So we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the third inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, and it's another frame for the right-hander, Ricky Williams. Top of the order due up for the Mallards, Charlie Marion, Davis Hamilton, and Alex Harrell to go to battle. Here with the right-hander, Williams. No runs on two hits and no errors for the Mallards. For your Rafters, no runs on no hits and no errors. Wisconsin Rapids, six up, six down so far against the opposing right-hander, Coley Kilpatrick. First pitch of the frame from Williams to Marion. Right down the chute, taken for strike one. Marion drew a five-pitch walk to begin the ballgame back in the first. 90 miles an hour on that fastball from Williams. Here's his 0-1 pitch, trying to work the outside corner. That one misses to even the count at 1-1. Talk about our yard card selections when we get to the home half of the third inning. For those who don't remember from last week, a little game we play up here in the Witterfield press box. The 1-1 pitch. Missing outside as well for ball two. For the Rafters, when we get to the bottom of the third, 7-8-9, Schaefer, McClanahan, Brody, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, due up for the Rafters. 2-1 pitch, Marion hits this one deep in the air to right field. McClanahan back at the track, at the wall, that thing's going to go. Charlie Marion out of Madison College leaves the yard. It's his first home run of the summer. And the Mallards strike first against the Rafters for a third straight game. It's 1-0 Madison. Marion has put together a great second season at Madison College. We didn't get to talk about it in his second at-bat. Over and out against Williams. It's the third hit of the night for Madison, and it's an impactful one. It'll be the two-hitter now, Davis Hamilton. The second baseman extended his hitting streak to eight games back in the first with a base hit to right field. First pitch from Williams to him. Showing bunt is Hamilton. Makes contact but fouls it straight back. Count will begin nothing and one on Hamilton. Out of North Dakota State University and a native of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. After Hamilton, it's the 3-4 spots in the order. The right-handed hitters of Alex Harrell, the DH, and Blake Guerin, the first baseman. 0-1 pitch, hit on the ground, right side. Boston will field cleanly. It's a routine 4-3 put out as he tosses to Grayson Schaefer in time for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Alex Harrell. A huge out generated from Williams, and Harrell's first at-bat of the ballgame had been runners on first and second in the first with nobody down. Harrell hit a sharp line drive to the second baseman, Trotter Boston, who tossed it over to Kyler McIntosh on the bag. 4-6 double play helped the Rafters significantly. The first pitch to Harrell's a breaking ball that misses low for ball one. Harrell, this is his ninth at-bat of the season after joining the Mallards on Wednesday night against the Rafters. 1-0. Fastball from Williams that misses low as well for ball two. Harrell did not record a hit in the two games at home for Madison against the Rafters, looking to change face here on the road. 2-0 pitch. Tapped softly down the third base line. It'll roll foul. He'll grab his bat, get back into the box prior to the 2-1 pitch. After the big right-handed hitting first baseman, Blake Guerin will come up in the on-deck circle. It's back to the catcher for the Mallards, Will Vierling. The 2-1 pitch from Williams. Misses low for ball three. Talked about the return to Witter Field for the third baseman, Jorge Degatti, out of Nova Southeastern University. Had also spent collegiate baseball time in his home state, playing for the Florida Gators in 2022 and the Indiana Hoosiers in 2023. The 3-1 from Williams. A breaking ball on the inside corner. It's there for a called strike. Count moves 3-2 on the designated hitter, Alex Harrell, with one down and nobody on in this top of the third. 1-0 Madison, our score. The payoff delivery from Williams is laced foul down the right field line and beyond the Mallard bullpen. We'll do the 3-2 again. It's the first of three straight here at Witter Field. Tomorrow night, another evening ball game with the Mallards before the Lacrosse Loggers come to town. It's the first Sunday game here in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. 105 matinee to end the week. 3-2 pitch, a breaking ball hit sharply on the ground over to third. Degatti charges, gloves, and throws to first in time to retire Harrell. Back-to-back groundouts induced from Williams after the leadoff homer for Marion has two outs and nobody on in this top of the third. Blake Aaron's 0-for-1 so far tonight, a ground out to the third baseman Degatti back in the first. It ended the inning. Looking at Guerin, just wrapped up his second season with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Saw significantly more playing time, but did have a slight dip in his numbers at the plate as the first pitch from Williams misses for ball one. And over 400 hitters so far. 400 on the nose with a home run, 11 RBIs, 16 total hits, and 6 runs scored. For the Shoreview, Minnesota native is the 1-0. There's another breaking ball from Williams that misses for ball two. Strategically trying to go after Guerin here. Nobody on base, so can't do a lot of damage other than parking one out to make it 2-0. The 2-0 to Guerin trying to work inside. Williams misses again for ball three. 40 games for the Hawkeyes this spring, was a 184 hitter. Got on base at a 303 clip, slugged 316 for an OPS of 619. And 76 total at-bats. The 3-0 from Williams swung on and missed by Guerin. He got the green light to make it 3-1. In those 76 at-bats, the aforementioned slash line for Guerin, he also has a home run, 13 RBIs, and 7 doubles in his second collegiate season. The 3-1 pitch misses for ball four out of the hand of Williams. A 5-pitch walk drawn by Guerin. He's aboard for the first time tonight with 2 down here in the third. It'll bring up Will Vierling. Vierling looking for his first at-bat of the ballgame here tonight. Drew a 7-pitch walk to begin the second inning. A run on 3 hits and no errors for Madison. Zeros across the scoreboard for the Raptors, going 6 up, 6 down against Coley Kilpatrick so far. First pitch from Williams to the left-handed hitting Vierling is slapped foul beyond the third base grandstands here at historic Witter Field. After Vierling, it's Jake Monroe and then Liam Moreno. For Williams, this will be his 54th pitch of the ballgame here with an 0-1 count. On the first base side of the rubber, the one strike delivery hit on the ground, left side, drawing McIntosh and the whole backhand throw to second in time. A 6-4 inning ending fielder's choice. What a play in the hole by Kyler McIntosh to end the inning. The Mallards score one on a leadoff homer for Charlie Marion. For Wisconsin Rapids, 7-8-9 to open the home half of the inning. Schaefer, McClanahan, and Brody are listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Coley Kilpatrick back out on the rubber for the Mallards. He has yet to let a Raptor reach the base paths. Just through two innings of work, we're in the home half of the third here from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR, back with you whether you're on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on your Civic Media app. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball. 7-8-9 to it for the Raptors in this home half of the third. It's the right-handed hitting first baseman and Boise, Idaho native Grayson Schaefer to step in and begin this frame. Tyler McClanahan is on deck. Alex Brody will follow before it's back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. First pitch to Schaefer. Misses high from the right-hander Kilpatrick. Let's go over the yard card selections tonight here in the Witter Field press box. For those who don't know, it's the fifth game doing it. We've done them for all the home games, getting right on cue so far, as the 1-0 to Schaefer's a fastball right down Broadway taken for strike one. You weren't with us last week. It's been 7 days since the last game here at Witter Field. We got six of us up here in the press box consistently. We spin a wheel of names on one of our computers. We go down the lineup and pick who we think from the Raptors is going to hit a home run draft style as the 1-1 misses outside to make it ball two on Schaefer. Only rules really behind it is you can't pick the same player you picked the game before. And if you win it, if you collect your yard card, if you punch it, if you call your shot the next day, you're at the back of the draft order as the 2-1 is swung on and missed to even it up at a 2-2 count on Grayson Schaefer. So for today, I've got Kyler McIntosh, the Raptors shortstop. Our graphic designer and scoreboard operator, Abby, has Tyler McClanahan. Griffin Furkus, the director of marketing, having Jorge Degatti in his first home game back at Witter Field as the 2-2 fouled back from Schaefer. Colin Kapoor, your TV voice of the Raptors, going with the man in the box right now, Grayson Schaefer. PA announcer here at historic Witter Field, Joe, going with Alex Brody. Dawson, the Oklahoma Sooner that we have up here in the press box, and our lead producer taking Jack Matthey. 2-2 the count here in the bottom of the third to the leadoff hitter, Grayson Schaefer. Here's the payoff. Hit foul. Schaefer staying alive and hanging tough. Raptors looking to get back to 500 tonight in game 10 of the 72-game season. 4-5 is Wisconsin Rapids. 6-3 are the Madison Mallards. Fantastic play in the shallow left field grass from the shortstop Kyler McIntosh. A 6-4 fielder's choice to end the top half of this inning. The 2-2 to Schaefer swung on and missed. Another punch out for the right-hander Kilpatrick that begins this inning. Third punch out for Coley, his first since the first inning. 7-up, 7-down for the right-hander. He now gets the 8-hitter in the Raptor order from the left side out of Alabama State University, Tyler McClanahan. For McClanahan, did not record a hit last night, 4 plate appearances, but he did draw 2 walks. Drew a 7-pitch walk in the 7th and came in to score one of those 3 runs and a 5-pitch walk in the 8th inning. Kilpatrick starts McClanahan off with a breaking ball that's in there for a called strike at 79 miles an hour. Other than those 2 walks, McClanahan a couple of ground outs. As the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Tyler to make it 0-2. On the road, he was selected as the beer batter last night in Madison, and Tyler sits in front of me on the team bus on our ride home, and he looks to me when we get on the bus and says, "Did you tell them to pick me?" I said, "Of course not. I don't tell the opposing press boxes to pick anyone," as the 0-2 misses low for ball one. Wouldn't pick any of these Raptor hitters. A group that is able to put the ball in play plenty, and obviously just something fun that every ballpark does. But he goes, "I was so rattled when I was picked as the beer batter," as the 1-2 misses outside to make it 2-2. He didn't give the Mallard fans last night the satisfaction of getting on base. Able to fight it off and even get it on a couple times. The 2-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. McClanahan down on strikes. 2-up, 2-down for Kilpatrick, both via the K here in the third. And it's the 9-hitter, Alex Brody. So the same way Kilpatrick started off his first inning of the night. A couple of swinging strikeouts against Vandenhoevel and Trotter Boston. The Plainfield, Illinois native, some homecoming action. Kanye West for his walk-up song out of the Chicago area. First pitch on the outside corner from Kilpatrick's in there for a called strike. Brody last played in the opener against Madison on Wednesday night was the starting right fielder. The one misses outside to even up the count at 1-1. Brody has the most recent Rafter home run that came to begin the road trip in Wausau on Saturday. It was a two-out, two-run shot against the Woodchucks to make it 17-10 in favor of the hosts. Kilpatrick set, still working first base side of the rubber. Here's the next delivery. Swing and a miss by Brody to make it a 1-2 count. For Madison in the fourth, 6-7-8, Jake Monroe, Liam Moreno, and Corbin Dickerson. Long pause with 8 on the pitch clock. Deep breath from Kilpatrick. The right-hander brings his 1-2 home. That one misses up and in to even it up at 2-2. Miles Vandenhoevel, the center fielder in the leadoff spot, he has led off each of the first 10 Rafter ballgames awaiting in the on-deck circle. Brody as well, 7 RBIs early on in the 2024 Northwoods League season. The 2-2 from Kilpatrick. Hit in the air, right field, taking it the other way. That one is out of the outstretched Charlie Marion's glove. It'll get down out on the warning track. Brody motors into second. He's in there safely without a throw. It is a two-out double for Alex Brody to keep the inning alive here in the third. Back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel, who went down swinging back in the bottom of the first. Brody once again, another extra base hit. It's his third of the season. Vandenhoevel, an evening ago, did not reach one of the few games he has not reached through his first nine this year. Struck out 3 times against Mallard pitching Thursday night. As a runner out in scoring position with a chance to tie it, 1-0 the score in favor of Madison as the first pitch from Kilpatrick misses inside for ball one. Vandenhoevel went down looking in the first, popped out to the second baseman Hamilton in the third, struck out swinging in the fifth, popped out the first baseman, Blake Aaron. It was a highlight reel play in right field in the seventh. Went down looking in the eighth. Those were his 5 at-bats last night. The 1-0 is swung on and missed by the Scottsdale, Arizona native Miles Vandenhoevel to even up the count at 1-1. The right-hander set. That being Kilpatrick out of North Carolina, A&T, the 1-1 on the outside corner. It's dotted in there for a called strike two. Okay, Kilpatrick, 85 innings, I should say, at the collegiate level. All 14 of his outings were starts, a 4.02 ERA, a 1.38 whip, and a 2.55 batting average against. Leading off second, Brody, nobody holding him on. Long look back from Kilpatrick, here's the 1-2. That breaking ball misses low. Kicked aside from Vierling, but is able to keep it near him. Staying put at second is Alex Brody. Couple of complete games for Kilpatrick at North Carolina A&T this past spring. One in his final start, and one being a shutout. We'll talk about that when he takes the mound again in the fourth. 2-2 the count, 2 outs, runner on second being Alex Brody in a 1-0 ball game. Kilpatrick's payoff. Hit in the air, left center field. Dickerson back, Moreno track, wall, that ball is gone. Miles Vandenhoevel leaves the yard with 2 down here in the third, and the Rafters lead it 2-1. He is fired up hitting that third base bag. Get a load of this crowd here at Winter Field on this beautiful Friday night. A massive 2-run shot for the Rafters, their fourth homer this evening. Miles Vandenhoevel makes it 2-1. Here's Trotter, Boston. Rafters now ahead, their second hit of the inning and the ballgame, both coming with 2 outs in the third. First pitch breaking ball from Kilpatrick to Boston, misses high for ball one. Couple of strikeouts to begin this inning, but Alex Brody shooting a 2-out double the other way, led for Vandenhoevel to clear the bases. A 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Boston. And how about that for Kilpatrick, working back-to-back 1-2-3 innings, and as mentioned, retired the first eight batters he faced in this one. The last two have gotten the best of him. On one pitch, hit in the air left center field. That'll drive Dickerson back to the track. That'll get out of his reach, and he'll hit the wall. Boston diving headfirst into second. He's safe. The third straight extra base hit in this inning, all coming with 2 outs. It's another double for Trotter Boston. Raptors remain cooking in the third. Jack Mathey, out of the three spot, will come up to the plate with a runner in scoring position. We talked about this in the press box prior to picking our yard cards. Nobody took Miles Vandenhoevel today. We have six of us up here, and he was one of the three who did not get selected. Wind blowing out, though, today. We could see some extra balls leave the yard for Wisconsin Rapids, and Jack Mathey now for his second plate appearance today. First pitch from Kilpatrick to him, hit on the ground, left side, Robinson out the hole in shallow center. The throw to first is taking Blake Aaron off the bag. It's an infield single for Jack Mathey. Make it four straight hits for the Raptors here in this third inning, all coming with 2 outs. We'll have a mound meeting here for Madison prior to Jorge Degatti getting his second plate appearance back here in Wisconsin Rapids. What a bottom half of the third here in the fifth home game at Witter Field of 36 this season. Couple of strikeouts to begin the frame. Alex Brody, though, out of the ninth spot, depositing a two-out double into right. Miles Vandenhoevel then leaves the yard for his first homer of the season with two down. Trotter Boston then doubling to left center. And Jack Matthews' infield single puts runners on the corners with two down for Degatti. Mound meeting adjourned. Will Vierling will jog back behind home plate. And Coley Kilpatrick's got to bear down to try and get the third out of this inning. Vierling now barking out signs to his infield in front of home plate before getting back into his position for the right-handed hitting Jorge Degatti. Degatti in his first at-bat back with the Raptors here at home an inning ago. Grounded out three unassisted over to Blake Guerin to begin the frame. Kilpatrick set the first pitch to Jorge. This is outside in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. Kyler McIntosh is on deck. Jake Beauchesne to follow. How about this for the Raptors? Now four hits all in the last four batters. The 1-0. Fastball that misses down in the dirt for ball two. An energetic crowd tonight here at Witter Field, peering out of the press box right now. Grandstands beginning to fill up as summer is in full swing. Long pause from Kilpatrick under 10 on the pitch clock. The 2-0 sprayed foul by Degatti down the first baseline. Mentioned it in the first inning. Defensively, the Raptors debuting a new hat for the season, and in this ballgame, the all-black caps with their home whites and black slacks. The 2-1 from Kilpatrick on the outside corner. It's there for a called strike. Count moves 2-2 on the Wisconsin Rapids third baseman. Holding on the runner at first, Matthew, is Blake Guerin. Nobody holding Brody on at third. A big spot here for Degatti in a 2-1 ball game, the payoff. That one misses way outside for ball three. Base hit ball four scenario here for Degatti with two down, the runner on first. Matthew will be taking off on the pitch. You look down at the Raptor dugout. Max Weitzel, the Raptor closer. One of the louder Raptors on the top step. Cheering on his new teammate. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped into the glove of Vierling. Degatti down on strikes. The Raptors put two up, all with two down, recording four straight knocks. A Miles Vandenhoevel two-run shot gives Wisconsin Rapids the lead for the first time tonight. 2-1 the score. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, Harbor, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Ricky Williams' day is done through three frames at historic Winter Field, but the Rafters have a 2-1 lead as we enter the top of the fourth. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, coming into the ballgame for his third outing of the season. His second appearance out of the bullpen, it's the left-hander from Hillsdale College, Brandon Scott. Scott most recently worked in the last Rafter win on Sunday against the Lakeshore Chinooks, going two innings, allowing no hits, two runs, neither of which were earned. He walked three and struck out one Chinook header in the 10 that he faced. He gets the 6-7-8 spots in the Madison order in this inning. It's Jake Monroe, Liam Moreno, and Corbin Dickerson. Scott making four appearances with Wisconsin Rapids in 2022 and three in the summer prior. Monroe went down swinging against Williams back in the second inning, his lone at-bat so far in this ballgame. A run on three hits and no errors for the visitors. Your Rafters, two runs on four hits and no errors. First pitch swinging, shooting this one into left center field. Monroe has got himself a base hit in his second trip to the plate today. He's aboard. Williams goes three innings, allows three hits and one run. Walking three, striking out two, and 54 pitches thrown this evening. All three runs in this ballgame coming in the third frame. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting Liam Moreno. Moreno singled back in the second inning. Scott going to look to induce a ground ball here to take the leadoff knock from Monroe off the base paths. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike on the inside corner. Scott's worked five innings so far this year for the Rafters, has yet to allow a hit until that last hitter. That was his first knockout of the season, coming in his third outing. On deck is the center fielder Dickerson, Robinson to follow. The 0-1. This one hit in the air down the right field line. That's going to get foul. Right out in front of the Madison bullpen to make it 0-2 on Liam Moreno. For the Rafters in the home half of the fourth, it'll be 5-6-7. Kyler McIntosh, Jake Beauchesne, and Grayson Schaefer. Wisconsin Rapids sent seven to the plate in the third. Four consecutive hits with two outs after the first two hitters in the order struck out against the starter Kilpatrick, seeing a Miles Vandenhoevel home run to give him the lead. 0-2 pitch, fouled back by Moreno. Had the last two ball games for the Rafters at the Duck Pond against the Mallards. They'll get one more tomorrow night before welcoming the Lacrosse Loggers into town on Sunday, the beginning of a home-in-home with Lacrosse. Tomorrow night's game, another 6:35 first pitch here at historic Winter Field. This is the second of seven Firework Fridays here tonight, having one last week to cap out a Tuesday through Friday four-game homestand. 0-2, runner takes off. It's a breaking ball hit on the ground. Foul down the first baseline. It was hit off the glove of Schaefer, but having to come back to first is Monroe. Another 0-2 pitch incoming here to Moreno. We look across the Northwoods League on this fine Friday night. It's the second Friday of the season for Northwoods League baseball. Homer Stryker Field, the home of the Kalamazoo Growlers, the 5-5 Growlers. The 0-2 misses up and out. A backpick attempt from Matthew down the first is not in time. The 1-9 Kokomo Jackrabbits trail the 5-5 Growlers, 5-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Battle Creek putting it on Fond du Lac, a fellow Great Lakes West divisional opponent. The 4-6 Dock Spiders trail the 6-4 Battle Jacks in the top of the sixth, 12-3. The 1-2 to Moreno. Scott's got the runner picked off at first. Schaefer receives, throws to second. Tag applied by McIntosh in time. Jake Monroe caught leaning, and Brandon Scott makes some pay. It's the first out of the inning. Well done by Scott there, and he still sits in the driver's seat against Moreno with a 1-2 count. Bottom six at Turtle Creek Stadium. Kenosha, the Kingfish, looking to get above 500. The 5-5 Kingfish lead the 7-3 Traverse City Pit Spitters. 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning as the 1-2 to Moreno is fouled away. Wausau dropping their first game of the season last night on the road against Fond du Lac. They led 3-0 entering the bottom of the ninth at Hare Baker Field. They got walked off. 4 runs in that bottom of the ninth for the Dock Spiders. So looking to get right at Capco Park, or better known as Moonlight Graham Field. They lead the Lakeshore Chinooks 1-0 in the top of the fourth. The 1-2 again from Scott misses outside for ball two. Bottom three at Rockford Stadium. It's the 7-3 Rivets hosting the 4-6 Royal Oak Leprechauns in their first year of Northwoods League Baseball. 4-3 the score. 4-2, I should say, in the bottom of the third. Scott set his 2-2. Fouled away again by Moreno. Good fight here from the Mallard left fielder with one out and nobody on and a 2-1 Rafter lead in the top of the fourth. 2-2 the score at Carson Park, the home of the Eau Claire Express. The Express leading the Wilmer Stingers in the bottom of the fourth. 2-2 the count. 4 hits per side. The payoff from Scott. A breaking ball in the outside corner. Just missing. Count moves full on Moreno. Scoreless at Capital Credit Union Park. That's where the Rafters will head Tuesday for the first time this season. The 2-7 Green Bay Rockers knotted up with the 6-4 La Crosse Loggers. The 3-2 from Scott. Breaking ball, hit hard on a line foul down the third baseline out near the Rafter bullpen. Couple of 2-win teams going at it at Riverfront Stadium, the home of the Waterloo Bucks. The Bucks at 2-6, leading the 2-8 Rochester Honkers 4-2 in the top of the third. 3-2 remains the count in a hard-fought battle between Brandon Scott and Liam Moreno. Let's see if the Rafter pitcher can finish him off here. The payoff. It's one hit in the air, shallow center field. Going out is Trotter Boston, the second baseman. Sticks with it and makes the grab for the second out of the inning. Boston makes the grab. Two outs and nobody on for Corbin Dickerson. Jake Monroe singled to lead off the inning, but was picked off by Brandon Scott during that at-bat of Moreno. So now the 8-hitter, Corbin Dickerson, will go to battle here. He's 0-1 today, struck out looking against Williams back in the second. First pitch from Scott to Dickerson, misses high for ball one. The 9-hitter, Shea Robinson, and the shortstop of the Mallards is on deck before the top of the order looms for the third time with Charlie Marion. Scott set the 1-0. Foul tip into the glove and out of the glove of Matthew, should say, to even up the count at 1-1. Always great to be back home. The team beginning their season, starting a home-and-home on the road at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders before having 4 straight last week here at Winter Field, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. But the team has since been on the road for the last week, as the 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball in the inside corner that's called a strike. Spending Saturday at Wausau, wrapping out a home-and-home that was started on Friday. To Lakeshore for what was supposed to be 2 on Sunday and Monday, ended up just being 1 with a cancellation on Monday. Day off Tuesday and the Wednesday-Thursday games at the Duck Pond against these Mallards as the 1-2 from Scott misses down in the dirt for ball 2 on Corbin Dickerson. Mentioned Dickerson making that grab in right field, battling it in the lights off the bat of Trotter Boston, and a diving catch ending the ball game last night for Madison, and a 4-3 win for the Mallards. Their sixth of the season. 2-2 pitch, chopped on the ground up the middle. Boston, the second baseman, to his right. Corrales throws the first, dug out by Schaefer in time. Trotter Boston behind the second base bag. That's a pretty play for the Tabor College Blue Jay. Scoreless fourth inning for Brandon Scott. He faces the minimum here at historic Winter Field. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 5-6-7. Do it for these Rafters. You're listening to Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the bottom of the fourth inning from historic Winter Field, and the Rafters lead the Madison Mallards by a score of 2-1. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Whether you're listening on your FM AM dials or on the Civic Media app, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafters Baseball. McIntosh 0-for-1 today as the shortstop grounded out to the third baseman Monroe back in the second inning. The right-hander Coley Kilpatrick's first pitch to McIntosh is fouled away. No runs put up by either team in the first two innings. A run for Madison, though, was a solo home run from Charlie Marion in the third frame, but the Rafters get a long ball back with two down in the bottom half of that frame from Miles Vandenhoevel to make it a 2-1 contest. The 0-1 to McIntosh is fouled away again down the first baseline. It's nothing at 2 on the Alabama State Hornet. A run on four hits and no errors for Madison. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Rafters. After McIntosh, it'll be Jake Beauchesne and Grayson Schaefer in this bottom half of the fourth. Kilpatrick's 0-2. Hit in the air, center field. Dickerson into the right center field gap. Will make the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Jake Beauchesne, looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Also grounded out to the third baseman, Monroe. It ended the second inning. And for Jake Beauchesne, the San Clemente, California native, some California love as his walk-up song. A 329 average in 44 games for the Saddleback College Bobcats this spring. First pitch to Beauchesne, misses outside for ball one. Was a 329 hitter at the JUCO level. Got on base at a 393 clip, slugged 538, an OPS of 931. The 1-0 to Beauchesne, swung on and missed from Kilpatrick to even the count at 1-1. Beauchesne with 7 home runs, 35 RBIs, 10 doubles, and 158 at-bats this spring. 1-1 the count. Kilpatrick set with 13 on the pitch clock his next delivery. Tapped foul down the third baseline out in front of the Rafter dugout to make it 1-2. Down on the field at Warner Park yesterday for batting practice on the road, Jake Beauchesne was seeing the ball well. He parked a ball over the left field radio building out at the home of the Mallards, and kind of caught a quick stare from some of the Rafters saying, didn't know you had that type of power in you, as the 1-2 is fouled away. Just said it, though. I mean, he had 7 home runs this spring. Beauchesne, a 6-foot freshman. Smaller frame, but has strong command of his barrel through the zone and possesses a lot of power because of that. Another 1-2 coming here to Beauchesne with one down. Kilpatrick's payoff. A breaking ball, tap back to the mound, pass Kilpatrick, the second baseman Hamilton behind the bag, will throw to first in time. Two up, two down for Kilpatrick here in the fourth inning. It'll bring up the first baseman out of the seventh spot, Grayson Schaefer. He led off the two-out rally led third inning by striking out against Kilpatrick an inning ago. So far for the right-hander Kilpatrick, through 3 2/3 innings, he's thrown 59 pitches, allowing 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Schaefer entering this ballgame hitting just over .230 so far in the summer. First pitch is a breaking ball from Kilpatrick that misses low for ball one. As mentioned for the Raptors in his second start of the summer, both Friday night outings at Witter Field. Ricky Williams, 3 innings of 1-run ball against the Mallards. That home run to Marion, the lone run given up by the right-hander. 1-0 breaking ball right down the chute, taken for strike one on Schaefer. 54 pitches for Williams, allowed 3 hits with that 1 run, 3 walks and 2 strikeouts. Brandon Scott facing the minimum in the fourth, throwing 17 pitches in a scoreless frame. The 1-1 to Schaefer is cut on and missed to make it a ball and 2 strikes. McClanahan on deck, Brody to follow. We've entered the bottom third of the Rafter order for the second time tonight. Kilpatrick set, gets the sign from Vierling, nods his approval, the 1-2. Check swing on the outside corner. No appeal even made by the crew chief behind home plate, Shem Martin. The count will even 2-2 on the BYU Cougar, Grayson Schaefer. For the Mallards, when we get to the fifth, it'll be 9-1-2. Shea Robinson, Charlie Marion, and Davis Hamilton. The 2-2 to Schaefer. That one pulled on a fastball from Kilpatrick. It misses. Low and out. It's a full count drawn by Schaefer in his second plate appearance tonight. Three, two, the count, 2 outs, nobody out on the base paths. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 Raptors, the 3-2 pitch to Schaefer. He chases down in the dirt for strike three. 1-2-3 inning delivered by the right-hander, Coley Kilpatrick. The Raptors remain up 2-1 through four here at historic Witter Field. We'll be back for the fifth in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Raptors baseball back for the top of the fifth inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors. 2-1 is our score. Brandon Scott back out for his second inning of work out of the bullpen this evening. It'll be the 9-1-2 spots due up for Madison in this frame. Shea Robinson, the right-handed hitting shortstop out of Illinois State University, will begin things here for the Mallards. First pitch to him from Scott is popped in the air in foul territory down the first baseline. Schaefer, the first baseman, giving chase, being spun around. In and out of the glove, though, of the trailing second baseman, Trotter Boston. So it's a foul strike one on Robinson. Robinson 0-for-1, a flyout to right field in the second inning. Catch made by Tyler McClanahan. Making sure Boston and Schaefer are okay. They collided there at the very end of that foul ball. After Robinson, it's back to the top of the Mallard order. Charlie Marion and then Davis Hamilton for the third time. A run on four hits and no errors for the Mallards. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Rats. The 0-1 from Scott. Tapped right back out in front of the mound. Brandon Scott will glove. And in one motion, throw over to first in time. It's a 1-3 put out of Robinson for the first out of this fifth inning. Attendance for tonight's game, just over 900 here at Witter Field. 922. Continuing to see the numbers grow as local area schools are finishing out their years and families are making their way to Witter Field. Should join as well, but if you're not from the area and are looking to make your way out for weekend homestands like this, this being the first of three, we have just the place for you to stay. First pitch from Scott to Charlie Marion's a fastball on the outside corner. It's there for a called strike. If you're looking for a place to stay from outside the area to watch some Rafter baseball this summer, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The 0-1. Scott goes breaking ball in the outside corner and nets another called strike. It's 0-2. The Cobblestone Hotel and Suites offering a variety of room types. Suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone Hotel also welcomes four-leg companions. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids this summer. The 0-2. Inside pitch by Marion, hit on the ground over to first. Schaefer gloves and takes to the bag, three unassisted, two up, two down for Scott here in the fifth. It'll bring up the left-handed hitting second baseman Davis Hamilton. Hamilton 1-for-2 in this ballgame. He singled back in the first inning, grounded out to the second baseman Trotter Boston, most recently in the third. 2-1 the score, couple of long balls have been the runs thus far, both coming in the third inning. First pitch, breaking ball, just missing inside from Scott for ball one. It was a solo homer from Charlie Marion from the Mallards in his second at-bat back in the third inning. With two down in the bottom half of the frame, Miles Vandenhoevel sending one over and out over the left center field wall to make it 2-1 Rafters. The 1-0 from Brandon Scott. That one's there on the outside corner and is called strike one. One ball, one strike, the count on Davis Hamilton. So far, Scott is base the minimum after allowing a leadoff single in the fourth, picked off Jake Monroe. Then get Liam Moreno to pop out and a ground out from Corbin Dickerson as the 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball missing for ball two. 8-9-1 for the Rafters when we get to the home half of the fifth. Tyler McClanahan, Alex Brody, and Miles Vandenhoevel. The 2-1 pitch, breaking ball missing up and in for ball three. On deck for the Mallards is Alex Harrell, the cleanup hitter Blake Guerin to follow. 3-1 the count. Scott set, deep breath with the 9 on the pitch clock. The 3-1 breaking ball is flipped over the middle of the zone and is called strike 2. 73 on the gun from that breaking ball out of the hand of Brandon Scott. Big pitch coming here in the fifth. Rafters lead it 2-1 with nobody on the base path. The 3-2. That one misses outside for ball four. A six-pitch walk drawn by Davis Hamilton. His second time aboard tonight. It'll bring up Alex Harrell. 0-for-2 is Harrell. The beer batter tonight here at Witter Field. Hit to a 4-6 line drive double play back in the first. Grounded out to the third baseman Jorge Degatti. Most recently back in the third inning. Scott working third base side of the rubber out of the stretch. First pitch to Harrell just misses on the outer edge for ball one. Mentioned the fifth home game for the Rafters. So after tonight, they'll have played five here at Witter Field and five away from Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-0 coming to the second year Mallard. Alex Harrell chops this one on the ground left side. McIntosh, the shortstop, backhands and throws to second in time. Another 6-4 fielder's choice to end a frame for the Rafters on defense tonight. Brandon Scott faces just one over the minimum in the fifth. The Rafters remain up 2-1 here at historic Witter Field. 8-9-1 due up for Wisconsin Rapids when we get to the bottom of the fifth inning. Back Back in just a couple minutes, you're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Tyler McClanahan to lead off the home half of the fifth inning from historic Winter Field. Andy Yochum, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR. It's a Wisconsin Rapids lead midway through this Friday night game against the Madison Mallards. 2-1 our score. All three runs in the ballgame coming in the third frame if you're just joining us. A solo home run from Charlie Marion of the Mallards in the top of the third got the scoring started off Raptors starter Ricky Williams. It's still Coley Kilpatrick on the mound for Madison. The first pitch from him to McClanahan is a backdoor breaking ball that's in there for a called strike. Miles Vandenhoevel then in the bottom half of that third inning, a two-run shot with two down to left center field, giving the Raptors the lead. The 0-1 pitch missing. For ball one on McClanahan, a 77-mile-an-hour breaking ball there from the right-hander. This will be the 68th pitch of the night for the starter for Madison. McClanahan will foul this one back behind the screen to make it 1-2. Talked about the North Carolina A&T right-hander Kilpatrick in his spring throwing 85 innings. Two complete games in college this spring. One was a shutout against the College of Charleston back on March 23rd, allowed four hits, walked four, and struck out four in that victory. The 1-2 to McClanahan bounced in there for ball two. His other complete game for Kilpatrick in the final start of the campaign against Towson back on the 16th of April. 10 hits allowed, two runs, three walks, and two strikeouts. Evan Parmer warming up. Down the line for Wisconsin Rapids, Aiden Arbaugh throwing for Madison. The 2-2 to McClanahan on the outside corner got him looking. Second strikeout tonight for McClanahan. He's retired to lead off this fifth inning. It'll bring up the nine-hitter hitting from the right side, Alex Brody for your Raptors as the DH tonight. He got the rally started with two down in the third inning in his first at-bat of the ballgame, an opposite field double, and was brought home on that Vandenhoevel home run. After Vandenhoevel, Trotter Boston doubled the left center, Jack Matthew an infield single as well. All four hits for the Raptors consecutively in that third inning are the four hits they have in this ballgame. First pitch from Kilpatrick to Brody is fouled back to the screen. Count will begin nothing and one on the shorter University product. Four hits as well. For the visitors in Madison, eight combined hits between the two teams and the third of four consecutive in the second week of the season. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed by Brody. It's nothing and two. This is the third of four straight here and the third of eight total games between the Mallards and the Raptors in the month of June alone. They'll play each other four times in July to round out the 12-game schedule and will not see each other in August. The 0-2 from Kilpatrick to Brody misses on the outer edge for ball one. A weird way the schedules are obviously made in the Northwoods League and the Great Lakes West Division. If teams are relatively close distance of under 2 hours. They're going to get a dozen, 10 to 12 games or so against each other in the season. The 1-2 to Brody. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Kilpatrick here in the fifth. Strikeout number 8 for Kilpatrick. 4 2/3 for the right-hander. Back to the top.